everyone, welcome back, ready for another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at the Middle School South October newsletter.
Oh, those newsletters. Always packed with info.
Right. Dates, deadlines, announcements. It can be tough to sort through it all.
Definitely. That's where we come in.
Exactly. We're here to break it down, find the interesting bits, and maybe even have some fun along the way.
That sounds good to me. What are we diving into first?
Well, the first thing that jumped out at me, and I bet you noticed it too, was Spirit Week. Actually, make that two Spirit Weeks back to back.
Two? Wow, they're really going for it this year.
Yeah, and they've got some pretty unique themes too.
Like what?
Well, there's Tie-Dye Day, which is always a classic, but then there's also Animal Prints Camo Day. That one should be interesting to see.
I can only imagine the outfits. Middle schoolers are definitely creative.
That's for sure. And speaking of self-expression, I noticed they have Orange Anti-Bullying Day during the first Spirit Week.
Oh, that's great. It's so important to address bullying, especially at that age.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if they've noticed any patterns or anything. You know, like maybe a spike in bullying after a long break, like summer.
It's certainly possible. Sometimes those transitions can be tricky.
Totally. Anyway, moving on from school spirit to celebrating success, the newsletter has a whole section about September shout-outs.
Ah, that's always nice to see. It's important to acknowledge achievements, both big and small.
For sure. Like, they had this big Feed the Bay food drive, and it sounds like the students were really the ones who made it happen.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Student-led initiatives are so impactful.
Right. And then there's the P2 Teacher Staff of the Month. This time it's Mr. Ganfield, Ms. Manning, and Mr. Caravo. Always good to see them recognizing their staff.
Definitely. Teachers work so hard, a little appreciation goes a long way.
Absolutely. And speaking of appreciation, we can't forget about the T2 Students of the Month. It sounds like they got a special treat.
Oh, what did they get?
Ice cream sundaes. I'm always a fan of celebrating with something sweet.
Who isn't? A classic reward for a reason.
All right, so we've talked about all the exciting stuff.
The fun stuff.
Right, but now it's time for...
The nitty-gritty.
Exactly. The dates, the deadlines, all the things that keep a school year running smoothly.
Essential information.
Totally. The reminders section, that's where we're headed next. Okay, so first up, picture retake.
Yes, for those who missed the original picture day.
Or maybe need a redo. October 10th is the day.
Good to know.
And then we've got the Pirate Prowl fundraising event. Donations are due by October 17th.
Fundraisers, a classic.
I know, right? Every time I see Pirate Prowl, though, I can't help but wonder, how do they come up with these names?
Maybe it's related to their mascot. Or maybe it's just, you know, catchy.
Probably. Okay, moving on. Remember those two Spirit Weeks we talked about?
Two Spirit Weeks?
Yeah, so the second one is coming up soon, October 28th to November 1st.
Back-to-back excitement.
And, get this, it ends with a pep assembly on Halloween.
Oh, that's fun. A little spooky celebration.
Right. Okay, next up, something that I think is really great. They have after-school tutoring.
Oh, that's so important. Especially for students who might need a little extra help.
Exactly. And it's free, which is awesome.
So who?
Starts October 7th. Runs every week, Monday through Thursday.
Fantastic. What time?
From 3 to 4 p.m. in room 311. They even have an online permission slip.
It makes it easy for parents.
Right. Super convenient. Okay. Looking ahead to November. November 1st is the end of the marking period.
Report card time.
Yep. Time to check Power School and see how things are shaping up. And then, of course, we've got some days off.
Always a good thing.
Right. So November 5th is election day. No school then. And then Thanksgiving break.
Can't forget Thanksgiving break.
Of course not. That's November 27th to the 29th. Gives everyone a chance to relax and recharge.
Much needed.
Totally. Oh, and I almost forgot those sneaky little professional development days.
PD days.
Yeah. November 22nd is a half day and then full days on the 25th and 26th.
Got to keep those teachers up to date.
Exactly. It's easy to forget about those when you're just excited about the days off, right?
Yeah, that's true. But they serve an important purpose.
Okay. Are you ready for some sports? Middle School South has got a busy month ahead.
Their athletics program always seems to be going strong.
Tell me about it. Let's see, we've got volleyball. They've got home games on October 7th.
Okay.
The 16th, the 21st.
Wow, that's a lot of volleyball.
I know, right? The 24th and the 28th.
They're going to be pros by the end of the month.
Right. Okay, so then there's football. They've got a home game on October 15th.
It's nice.
But here's the thing. Their other home games on the 22nd and the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Those are actually at Enger Bay High School.
Interesting. I wonder why that is.
Right. Maybe they share a field or something.
Could be. Saves on resources.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, and then last but not least for athletics, basketball tryouts. 7th and 8th grade boys.
Ooh, exciting.
November 4th and 6th.
Got to get those fryouts in.
Right. And then, this is just a reminder, but they did mention it in the newsletter, sports physicals. Got to have those up to date.
It's important. Can't forget those.
For sure. And those have to be dated after April 15th, 2024.
Good to know. Safety first.
Absolutely. So there you have it. We made it through another Middle School South newsletter.
We did it. And, you know, these newsletters, they might seem a little overwhelming at first.
Oh, totally.
But they really do give you a good sense of what's going on at the school.
They really do. It's like a little snapshot of school life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get the events, the achievements, even the little reminders.
It's all there. So as we wrap up, I'm curious, what are some of your favorite school traditions? You know, those things that make you think back and smile.
Well, that's a good one. I'd have to say, for me, it was always the school plays. Something about the lights, the costumes, everyone coming together.
I love that. And you're right, it does bring back those memories. It's those shared experiences that really stick with you. Well, that's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.